Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors, keep on tweeting, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down. Glory to God. We thank God for another day. He allowed us to be in his presence. So every time you get in the Lord's presence, amen, you got to know, you got to have a grateful heart. So Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you allowed me to be here. I thank you, Lord God, that everything's going to be all right. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead now and get into our announcement. I want you to make sure that you keep these announcements in mind, because this is ministry with you in mind. But there's nothing like, amen, glory to God, having service all through the week. And that way you can come on and get filled and you can get refilled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you can get draw some strength. You know, now we're going to need as much strength as we can possibly get, because guess what? We got to pray. We got to stay in prayer. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to pray for others, because there are others that's counting on us. Amen. Some can't pray. So guess what? We can pray for them. Glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead right now with some announcements. First of all, I'm going to start off on Tuesday night. We have one word from the Lord with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you're writing them down so you'll know what time, amen, your time zone is, so you can come on and hear the word. There was an awesome word on last week. If you missed it, then you can go back and listen. But the shows are all pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen to the word, glory to God. But it's nothing like getting it right off the press, because God is good and he is worthy. And I also want to let you know that you can also inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. If you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, hook up with them on Facebook and let them know what you need is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they can even tell you, amen, how to come on and join us. So I want to make sure that you got all that down. I'm going real slow, but I want to make sure that you get it. I don't want nobody to say I went fast and you didn't get it. I want you to get it. Glory to God. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 6 Central Standard Time. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. Awesome woman of God. Awesome praying woman of God. Awesome prophesying woman of God. And if she tell you something, you better put it on the dollar, because amen, glory to God, it's going to happen. So I encourage you to come on and listen on Wednesday to an awesome woman of God who preaches praise, amen. She sings, amen, glory to God. God gives us some songs, amen. They're just so anointed. The anointed song will get you healed. So I encourage you to come on and listen every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first hour of power, Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministry. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you come on, like I said again, write it down so you'll know what time zone you're in. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And after that, you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jetson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I know that's a lot of Pacifics, a lot of standards. I know it all is the same, but yes, you need to keep it all in mind. An awesome woman of God, she's going to tell it like it is. She's going to tell you, I'm going to give it to you like God give it to me. Glory to God. So just be ready to get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to come on and partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. You will see ministry all the way from Monday all the way down through Sunday. And it starts back over again. So I want you to come on and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, the word of God is what's going to stand strong in our lives. We have to know the word. We have to practice the word, and we have to pray the word of God, because that's what we're going to need nowadays, because we got to stand on his word. So come on, amen, and get in and hear what the Lord is saying. And I want to encourage you again to come on and join and give. You know, he said, give and it shall be given. I know some say every time I come on, they're talking about giving. Yes, I'm going to talk about giving until Jesus said, that's enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he's trying to get you blessed. Because sometimes you hold your hands so tight, there's nothing going out. It can't nothing go in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you want it to keep flowing. You know, if you only got $20 and you said, well, I'm going to hold on to them $20. I'm not going to do nothing else with it. Well, if you ain't doing nothing with it, you ain't throwing it. It's just right there. You're going to always have them. What, them $20? Glory to God. But if you say, Lord, well, you know what, Lord? I got 20. I'm going to give you 10. Lord, I'm going to keep 10. You know? And then, you know, he give him something to work with. Hallelujah. I know he can work with you, but give him some of your money to work with. But that's what, a lot of times, that's what's dear to people. It is. Is they money? It's the truth. And their money is more dear to them. It is. But give him something to work with so he can increase you. And as he increases you, then guess what you can do? You can increase in your giving. And I was just talking, amen, to one of my siblings today, and they were saying, you know, well, they better come on and get a board because they just don't know. You know, God made a believer, amen, out of especially this one sibling, amen, glory to God. I won't call their name. Glory to God, I don't do names, hallelujah. But he made a believer out of that one sibling. You know what? It's good that he changed one, then he'll change another one, and he'll change another one. I'm not saying that they don't believe, but the thing is to actually see it in action. That's what I'm talking about. He made a believer out of that one, glory to God. And he was saying, they better come on and get on now and believe, because I have not been the same since. I'm not the same. He said, they better come on and serve God. And when they said that, I like to fill out the chair. But anyway, glory to God. I make it kind of funny. Glory to God. But I thank God how he has worked, amen, and families, glory to God, and continue to pray for each other and don't be sour. Continue to pray and stand with your family, glory to God, even those outside of your family. Because I was telling, amen, someone else, cause, you know me, if I cook, hallelujah, glory to God, I said, they said, well, who coming? I said, well, anybody come, I'm going to feed them. I said, because I never know when they may have to give me a meal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, back in those days, amen, you know, your parents, they would help, they would feed, amen, the neighbor. If they grow some extra crop, you know, they would go and share and do different things. But now people don't believe, a lot of people don't believe in sharing with others. But, you know, I heard somebody say, sharing is caring. And that's a fact. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to share, hallelujah, if you care. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, God is so good. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead and open my line up for prayer. If you desire prayer on today, I would like for you to just tell me your prayer request. Tell me where you're calling from first and give me your prayer request. Don't put all your business out there. If you need more prayer, then you can contact me on Facebook. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. You can contact me on Facebook, amen, and I will continue, amen, hallelujah, to pray for you. But don't put all your business out here, because this is a live show, and everyone is listening. We're not here to embarrass anyone. We're just here doing God's work. That's it, doing God's will. Glory to God. Amen. So if you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1. If not, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to open us up in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. For he is good and worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, nobody pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you yet for another day, Lord, that you have spared our lives, God. Let us hear the word on today that will change lives all across the nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for all those under the sound of my voice, whatever the need may be, Lord God. You can meet the need, Lord. We know, Lord God, that you own a cattle of 1,000 hills, Lord God. So everything in this earth belongs to you, Lord. Everything in heaven belongs to you, Lord God. It's yours to give and add as you see fit. So, Father God, we just thank you on this day, Lord God, for adding, Lord God, where you need to add, Lord God, and give where you need to give, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God. And we know we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that's never late. You're always right on time in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, for everyone and everything, Lord God. We thank them, Lord God, for the giving in advance, Lord. We thank you that they grab hold, Lord God, and to let you know, Lord God, that they receive the word, Lord God, about giving and it shall be given, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and call me in from the north, south, east, and the west to hear the word of God, to bring life changes, Lord, to bring life changes, Lord, to their lives, God. Those that are living in darkness, Lord, those that are backslidden and don't know which way to go, Lord God, those that think that they're in a place where that's where they're supposed to be, in that dark place, Lord, we call them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You're not to walk in the darkness, but you're to walk in his marvelous light. So we call them out, Lord God. We call them out of the club. Yes, clubs are still open, and they're still going. Yes, they are. And we call them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That is not the way he wants you to live. Oh, my God, huh? Don't pretend that you're in there trying to save somebody. You're in there because you want to be. Hallelujah. You think you got to be. Hallelujah. You think that's the only place you can have a good time. But come on over here, huh? Because the joy of the Lord will be your strength, huh? In the name of Jesus. Glory to God, huh? Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the backslidden, huh? Those that have backslidden, Lord God, and those that have been coming against them because they backslidden. But no, he said he's married to the backslider. Oh, my God. So don't be talking bad about him. Hallelujah, glory to God, because it's them today. It may be you tomorrow. Oh, understand what the word always say. Hallelujah. You know, we're so quick. Oh, my God. People are so quick to pass judgment. Be careful about how you're passing judgment on others. He said, judge ye not, or ye shall be judged. You are not the judge or the jury in the name of Jesus. So don't judge them just because they backslid. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God. See if you can go and help them to get up. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And he forgives you for everything that you've done. He forgives you, but turn from that sin. Have a repentant heart and don't do it again in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the backsliders, Lord God, that are coming back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We take them back by force. Oh, my God, we come against every trick of the enemy that tries to pull them in the left side. Oh, my God, they need to come over on the righteous side in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, you're not stuck in that dark place. We're calling you out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We're pulling you up, oh, my God, by your bootstrap in the name of Jesus, saying you won't bind them anymore. You won't fool them into doing things that's ungodly anymore in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare over them right now that they are prosperous and walking in his light in the name of Jesus. Grab hold to his hand, his unchanging hand. Don't let it go, glory to God, because he'll pull you out right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you that you're pulling them out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. He said, go and sin no more in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Although those that came against you saying that you did that, you didn't do it. Hallelujah. There was someone, oh, my God, that's been wrongfully accused. Oh, my God. And you told them that you didn't do it, but they're saying that you did. But God said no in the name of Jesus. So we decree and we declare that they find new evidence that you did not do it. You're coming out right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to come out. Oh, my God. in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, O Lord God, for every word that is spoken through the prayer in the name of Jesus, O God. For every word that's going to be spoken through the word of God in the name of Jesus as it go out in the hedges and the highways, God, and compel the lost to come to Christ in the name of Jesus. None of the words shall fall to the ground, oh God. You said it in your word, Lord God. It shall all be eaten up, Lord God, by your people. They said ingest it and write it on their hearts so they'll know not to sin against you, Lord God. They'll know not to give up. They'll know to keep on pressing their way through. Whatever it is they got to go through, they'll keep pressing in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Right before I came on, glory to God, he gave me, amen, somebody's name. And I want you to listen. Hallelujah. Tracy, hallelujah. I know you don't have food for your children. Listen, he said, stop being so prideful. There are people that you know that you know that you know that will give you money or give you something to help feed your children. Stop being prideful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he's not raining down manna from on high, but what he's doing, he's sending people, amen, to help others. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they will help you. Hallelujah. But you're just so proud. You don't want to ask nobody nothing. You don't want nobody to tell you anything, but you can cut it out. Hallelujah. Because you don't want those babies to stop. I'm telling you right now, glory to God. So just cut it out. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, glory to God. Just go ahead, amen. So sometimes you have to ask. Hallelujah. You know, yes, he prophesies and he shows prophets and he shows other, yes, things in parts. Glory to God. But some things, amen, he don't tell. Hallelujah. Everything. But guess what? That's for you. Don't say, well, you know what? I'm kind of down on my luck right now. Can you help me to feed my children? Glory to God. And you can ask those who will never tell. You know who to ask. He'll lead you who to ask. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because everybody you can't ask. Hallelujah. Because I know some people will run and tell that. And it won't take them long. Oh, you know, they get right off the phone with you if you're talking to them. All right out there, get you them groceries and everything you need. And then they'll go right on. Hallelujah. And call Sarah or call Uncle Jake and they'll call Uncle Bobo. And I'll, you know what? That thing came over here and she asked me, hallelujah, to buy her children some groceries. And can't wait, hallelujah. And then they're going to travel. But there are some that he will not, hallelujah, tell you to ask. But he will. You can say, Lord, who do I need to ask, Lord? And he will. He'll lead you to that person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into the message on today. Hallelujah. We're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 1. Hallelujah. First Samuel chapter 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She didn't give up. Hallelujah. She did not give up. I know y'all heard this story before. It's not Hannah. She didn't give up. Amen. Glory to God. Although things were coming down around her and people were picking and just doing different things. Hallelujah. She didn't give up. Hallelujah. It made her feel some type of way. Glory to God. Let's get into the message here. Amen. Charge it to my head. God's still working on my heart. I'm going to try to pronounce these words. Hallelujah. Now there was a certain man of Ramathim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Gerald, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zeph, and Ephraite. I think I did good. Go, praise God. Okay, verse 2. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Glory to God. Well, see, he had two wives. Amen. But understand here, glory to God. You will understand better by and by. Before I go into this message a little bit deeper, men, don't try this at home, okay? Hallelujah. Let's move on, verse 3. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portions. See, they were going up to offer sacrifices. Amen. You know, that was meat. And he gave to all his sons a portion, and he gave to his wife a portion. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion. For he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. So you see right here, she understands. She wasn't that she was barren. It said the Lord shut up his her womb. And there was a reason that he did that. You know, sometimes God shut things up. He shut doors. No, don't go in that door. He shut that door. No, don't go in that door. I'm telling you, don't go in that door. You see right here, he shut up her womb for a reason. Glory to God. And he shut that door for a reason. But you're still trying to turn the lock and get in. Listen, if he shut it, let it stay shut. Don't you keep going trying to turn the lock and get in. You know, let me just reiterate on this thing just a little bit. Hold on, glory to God. You know, there are people that come in your life for a reason and a season. And when that reason and that season is up and it's time to leave them, then what you need to do, cut and go. But sometimes you be trying to hold on, but he wants you to go on, glory to God, so you can go on and do other things and you can grow. So sometimes they'll pull you back down and he don't want that. See, he shut up Hannah's womb, but he was going to open it up. Hold on, you'll see it, glory to God, right here. Just stay with me, glory to God. Stay with me, hallelujah, glory to God. And her adversary also provoked her sore, or to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. Now, you know, Panetta, she picked at her. You know, it's nothing but bullying. That's what they do today. People will pick at people. People will bully people. And just like kids do it in school. And you know where it comes from? They said, well, no, sometimes it comes from home. So they can hear your conversations on the phone and you're talking about people, you know, and I'll do this to them and I'll do that to them and all that. And, you know, just think about the conversation that you had and you've had with when you were on the phone and your children were listening and understand they're going to hear every word you say. They're going to even try to hide behind the doors and listen and see what you're saying and see what you're talking about. Even if you're riding in the car on the phone, guess what they're doing? You think they ain't listening. You think they say it again because they listen. And see, she was picking at her and she made her very, very unhappy because she didn't have no children. And she had some, because Hannah didn't have any, and she had some. Well, understand what he said. Hallelujah, glory to God. It said he loved Hannah, because the other woman, Peniah was only, I ain't gonna say it, you know, that's what some say, I left home to be. No, I ain't gonna say that. She was a side chick, okay? He loved Hannah. Glory to God. Yes, he did. She was just a side chick. Because she couldn't have no children right then. The Lord shut it up because it was for a reason, a season and a reason. You know, things are going to happen in God's timing, in his season, and for his reason. So you got to understand that. You know how some people say, well, Lord, you know what, Lord? I want a husband, but Lord, I'm getting old, you know, glory to God. No, I'm not talking about them, just saying in general, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm spreading y'all out. Okay, just saying in general, Lord, I'm getting old now. Yeah, but understand, he can't just give you anybody. Hallelujah. Because I was riding down the road, and I'm like, Lord, you know, I said, now, you know, they haven't gotten a husband yet. I said, so what is going on? I mean, tell me, what's happening? You can't just be with anybody. He said, I got to get the right somebody with you. Because if I didn't get to wreck somebody with you, is what they're going to do is they're going to hinder your ministry. They ain't gonna want you to go forth in your ministry. And then you're going to get frustrated, aggravated, and agitated. So, you know, just hold on. I understand. You know, Lord is getting old, but glory to God, it's okay. Look, he can resurrect anything, so just hold on. That's all I'm going to say about that. Just hold on. Let's move on, verse 7. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. See, she was so sad because she was, you know, constantly picking at her. Oh, I have children. You don't have any children. That was just, I mean, that just made her so sad. Glory to God. It was just awful. You know, because she wanted children. She really, really did. Hallelujah. But she just didn't have any right then. She loved children, but she also loved the Lord, too. Glory to God. She did. And then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou and why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? I understand, but she still loved God. She wasn't going to get that up. Glory to God. She did, but she just wanted some children. She loved God enough. Hallelujah. You're going to see how much she really, really loved God. But she loved him so much that she didn't give up. She continued on. She did not give up. So you got to remember, when things don't go the way you want them to go, he's trying to get something, amen, hallelujah, something to you that's going to last. He's not trying to get something to you that's just temporary. So what do you got to do? You got to understand, it's all in God's timing. I know the hardest thing for people to do now is wait. Hallelujah. That's the hardest thing to do is wait on God's timing. But while you're waiting on God's timing, there's other things that you can do to stay busy. Glory to God. Let's move on. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. See, she went, amen, after they had been got through eating and all everything and they had been drinking. See, and she went up there and she was praying to God, asking him, oh, Lord, you know, and she was giving him scriptures and said, Lord, you said, Lord God, be fruitful and multiply, Lord. Lord, you said, Lord God, I can ask you anything, Lord, and you will give it to me, Lord God. And Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, to give me a male child, Lord, in the name of Jesus. She asked for specifics. You know, we got to be specifics in our prayers. So sometimes we can just, Lord, if I need healing, what would I need money? I need the healing. And if I need to pay my bills, then what I need? I need money to pay them bills, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't need the healing, you know, I need money to pay them bills. Glory to God. Let's move on. And she bowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. So she was making a vow to the Lord. Glory to God. She said, Lord, you give me a male child. I will never let them cut his hair. I will never let them do it. Hallelujah. She said, Lord, I need this. Lord, I want a child. I want a male child. She made specifics in what she wants. You know, you can go and say, Lord, well, if you just give me a dress. Okay, now you want him to give you a sharp dress, beautiful dress, that when you step out, amen, you look like you stepped out of a magazine. Glory to God. You don't want him just to give you some old dress, because you can always get some old dress, right? I'm just using amen, hallelujah, those kind of things. One of us I'm talking about. Okay, glory to God. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. In other words, he looked at her mouth, and he was like, okay, what is she doing? Now, Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drinking. But she wasn't drinking. She was praying to the Lord in her heart. That's why, you know, just think about it when they say, well, we're going to take prayer out of food. Well, you can pray in your heart. Hallelujah. You know, it's good when you're at home to pray out loud. But if you're in somewhere and you know, Lord, I need to pray. I need to pray. You can pray in your heart. He still hear it because it says God knows your heart, right? So he knows what you're saying. He knows what you're praying. He knows why you're praying. So you can pray in your heart. You don't have to go, well, you know what? I don't pray for you. You know what is it? Pray for yourself. And that's what some people will say. But you say, okay, Lord, I need to pray. Glory to God. I need to pray. So you can pray in your heart. Don't ever think that people can take your prayer away. Because you can take your prayer everywhere you go, wherever you go, and whatever you do. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine for thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. In other words, she said, no, I haven't drunk any strong drink. I just poured out my soul unto the Lord. So she was asking him for a male child. You know, She continued on. She didn't give up, glory to God. She continued on. So that's what you got to remember to do. Continue on. Don't give up. Because sometimes things will get so hard and you want to give up. Put you on some worship music, glory to God. And if you feel like it's not there, then put you on some praise, hallelujah, music. So you can come up out of the slumps and begin to pray. So there's ways you can do it. You know, Tom just said, well, you know what, I'm just not feeling it today. I'm just, well, what's wrong? You okay? That's what I'm saying. Okay, what's wrong? You know, anything I can help with? They're like, I'm just me. That's what they said. I'm just me. Well, what is this just me spirit? Hallelujah. So in other words, you just got you in your own little world, in your own, your me spirit. But what about him? What about the Holy Spirit supposed to be living on the inside of you? Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit will option you to pray. It will option you to come up and believe God and the scriptures that you read. Believe God, right? Come. Glory to God. And then he said on verse 16, glory to God, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Bela, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hither. 17. And Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Lord of God Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. She was saying, I come in peace, and now I'm praying and asking the Lord to give me a male child. That's what she was doing. She didn't give up. She continued on to pray. Glory to God. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat. So she didn't eat for a while because she was waiting. Hallelujah. She was really upset. So she didn't eat. You know, sometimes whenever you get really upset, you know, some people say they don't eat. Hallelujah. They just can't eat. And she couldn't eat because she was waiting. She didn't eat, and her continuous was no more sad. She did eat after that, and she wasn't sad anymore. So then she ate after he told her, go thy way. May the God answer your prayer. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house, to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. In other words, amen. We pray and ask the Lord, yeah, Lord, I need you to do this. I need you to strengthen things around me, Lord. I need you, Lord God. I need you, Lord. But there was something Elkanah and Hannah had to do. They had to play their part in the situation in order to get this child, in order to conceive, glory to God. So they had to do what they had to do. Wherefore, it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son, and she called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. See, she had asked the Lord for a male child, and he gave it to her. So you got to be specific in your asking. You know, I was having a conversation with some other people, and, you know, I said, yeah, but you got to be specific. You know, every time, you know, something comes, they would add a little bit here, and they add a little bit there. I said, okay, and what else you want to add? And they would add a little here and a little there. I said, but you got to be specific. When you get ready to pray, be specific. So you got to understand, you got to have some targeted prayers. You can't say, well, Lord, I need you to give me, Lord God, money. What? How much? What money and what for? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Target what you want. And listen, when you get that money, don't forget to tithe and give your tithing and make it, give an offering. Offer that money, glory to God, because you want him to continue to increase you and build you and you want the flow to continue coming. You want to put some out and some come in. You know, you put some out and some come in. But you need to sow in places where you know that it will grow. There's some places you sow in, I got to be real and keep it real, it won't grow. Glory to God. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. See, she was saying, I made a vow, so now I got to keep that vow. So if you ask God to give you some money, you ask God to give you a way to go to church, you ask God to give you whatever it is you're asking him for, then you better remember, if you made a vow, you better keep it. You see, it's better for a man not to make a vow than to make a vow and don't keep it to that man is seeing. And understand, he's coming back for it. He's coming back for it. That's why you don't do that. You just say, well, Lord, I need this, Lord God. And I want you, Lord, to give me this. Whatever it is you're believing in for, that's what you do. Let's just say, Lord, I want you to give me a husband, Lord God, and, you know, whatever, on and on. I'm not asking, I'm just praying. Glory to God. I know because some women are praying for God to give them a husband, but you got to be specific. What kind of husband you want? He could send you one, glory to God. But it may not be the right one, but no, you want the right one. God want to give you his best. So understand, hallelujah, be careful what you're praying for, because some of the stuff you're praying for, you don't need. Be careful what you're praying for, because some of the stuff you're praying for is way out of your league. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So whenever he does all those things, don't forget God. Don't forget and get in your little honeymoon cottage and forget all about who God was and how he gave him to you and forget all about, well, you ain't got time not to pray. You ain't got time to say. You ain't got time to do nothing with the ministry. You just going to shut it down because God done gave you what you asked for. He give you that money. Oh, I'm going shopping. I'm finna go right now. I ain't nothing. That dress I saw in the window, I'm going to get that dress. I'm going to get them pumps to go with it. Hallelujah. I'm going to get that Zuni bag. I'm going to get all that right there. Well, where's God in that? Because you said, Lord, you give me and increase me, Lord God. Then, Lord, I have my money to give. So where is he in all that? He don't mind you spending some, but you got to understand. You got to make sure that you give him heels off the top. Don't wait till you get to the bottom. Then, well, Lord, I spent all my money out shopping, and now I ain't got no more. No, give him heels off the top, and then you can do whatever it is you want to do. Let's move on. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what it seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abide and gave her son suck until she weaned him. See, she made sure that she did what she said she was going to do for the Lord because he gave her that child. You got to make sure that you do what, like I said, what you're supposed to do when God gives you what you ask for. But you see right here, Hannah didn't give up. Yeah, through Hannah obedience and Hannah continued to pray. She didn't give up. Although they talked about her, they nagged her. She did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Penina nagged her, talked about her. Glory to God. Because she didn't have any children. Isn't that something how people will sometimes, you know, talk about other people just because they don't have the clothes they got? That don't mean nothing. The clothes ain't going to get you in heaven. They ain't riding the same ride that they got. That don't mean nothing. You ain't, whenever your time is done and you're dead, you're done. Glory to God. They ain't going to hook your car up to that casket and said, okay, we're going to pull it and pull it on in the grave. But not even do none of that. Glory to God. What it all boils down to, if your heart is right with God, that's the only thing that matters. It don't matter. Yeah, you want to look good. Yes, you do. And nothing wrong with that. I said it all the time. Nothing wrong with that. But don't make that your main priority. Your main priority is to make sure that souls are being saved. And make sure that you're giving to the kingdom of God to further the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Because he said, come on, give, and it shall be given. Hallelujah. Press down, shake it together, running over. Glory to God. But she prayed effectively and fervently. She didn't give up. She didn't give in. She continued on with her prayer because she knew what was the importance of praying and the importance of having faith to believe that God would do it. Because you can't be up, down, in, out. When you're praying, then, Lord, you didn't do that, so I ain't going to pray for that no more. No, you continue to pray until he tells you that's enough. I got that on hold. Because every delay is not a denial. That don't mean he ain't going to give it to you. It just means a not right now, a not yet. So that's what you got to remember. Some things that you pray for, you cannot do. You can't get them right then. Hallelujah. Because if he gave it to you right then guess what? You wouldn't have knew what to do with it. I asked the Lord one time, and I remember, amen, it may have been last week. I said, Lord, now why all this and that? I said, why not? Why you didn't do it then? Why you do this thing then? He said, because I had to show you something. And it took them that long to show me. And, you know, sometimes you don't be listening, you know, not real, real close. But once you listen and hear what he's saying and ask him what he wants you to do, and then you'll know what to do. So sometimes you don't listen. So sometimes you just think you can do whatever you want to do or whatever you got. But I'm here to say, I hear it. Here's this tithing thing. Amen. Listen, God wants you to tithe, give your tithe and your offering. Hallelujah. Make sure those things that you do, don't put God at the bottom of the list. Put him at the top. Hallelujah. Now, he wouldn't even have me to mention that. I wasn't even going to talk about no money, no none of that. But there's some that are not tithing. There's some that are not giving like they should. Glory to God. You can't worry about where the money going, because one thing you can do, if you're in a church, when you're in a church, you just give and do like God asks you to do. Other than that, you don't worry about nothing else. Because if they're doing wrong with it, then that's the God be the glory. God will give them. You know, he takes care of that. Not for you to worry yourself and stress yourself about it. We serve an awesome God. We always say that. So guess what? He's going to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, Hannah, after she weaned him off, and when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, oh, my Lord, as thou so livest, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. So you see, she didn't, when she said she was going to do it, she did it. But just make sure you don't make a vow. Because you know, sometimes the enemy be trying to get you to do stuff. Hallelujah. And the enemy be talking too. Well, I wouldn't do that. And I wouldn't, that's all you got. I wouldn't do, no, don't listen at that stuff. Now is the time, glory to God, to make sure you're doing exactly what you said you were going to do. Don't make a vow. Just whenever you get what you ask, you pray God give you what you're asking for. And when he do, then you just say, well, you know what? I got to do this. I got to give this here and that there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you do. But don't make a vow. I just tell you, don't vow. Don't make promises that you cannot keep. That's just like if you tell somebody, well, you know what, I'll be a drive and you ain't get there at 8 o'clock. Hallelujah. Now you just do what, lied? Glory to God. Say, no, I'm coming, but I'm going. You can tell people, say, I'm coming. I may not make it exactly 6, but I'm going to be a little bit late, but I'm coming. You know, now people just don't want to tell the truth. They rather tell a lie when the truth is due. So just remember, glory to God, he sees all, he knows all. But Hannah, I like the fact that Hannah didn't give up, and regardless of who was talking about her, regardless of what they said, she did not give up. She continued on with her fervent prayer. She continued on in God. She just continued on to pray. She continued on to believe in glory to God and praying in her heart. Hallelujah. Her lips were moving, but her heart, hallelujah, was stuck in Christ. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. And she continued on, hallelujah. My God, because her faith is what produced, okay? Prayer and faith don't work together. And that's what you got to do. When you pray, you got to believe. He said, when you stand praying, believe that you have received, right? So you got to believe that you're receiving. You know, prayer plus consistency equals success. Sometimes you can pray for a thing one time, and guess what? It may not come. Sometimes you pray again, and it may not come. But if you really, really want it, and you really, really need it really bad, you're going to continue on to pray, just like she did. She wanted a child. But guess what? She didn't give up on the things of Christ. She continued on down that road. Even though they talked about her and ridiculed her and picked at her and, oh, you don't have no children. I have children. Glory to God. And you know, people do that sometimes. They do. They do. Well, I've got this and I've got that. And none of that is not important. Do you know Jesus Christ? What about him? Glory to God. Because the same one that gave you that, he can give them this. That's the thing about it. You can't have a jealousy and a haughty spirit. Just make sure you ain't jealous of nobody. Ask God if you do a checkup and see if you're jealous of other people. Because if you're jealous of other people, you need to go back, amen, and lay down in the altar at his feet and say, Lord, I need you to take this thing away because I don't want to be jealous of nobody. I don't want to even harbor a little bit of jealousy in my heart. I don't want none, because I don't want nothing to block my blessings that I have coming through, Lord God. And I know jealousy will tam up, glory to God. So just make sure, hallelujah, that you don't have jealousy in your heart. You see this woman right here, she didn't have jealousy, but guess what? She sure did. She was bullying and picking. And what's that? Yeah, you pick. That's horrible for her to pick at her. Hallelujah. But God showed up and he showed out. Like he'll do every time for you. He'll show up and he'll show out. Come on and grab hold and know that you know that you know that whatever you believe in God for, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. If he hadn't already done it, he's going to do it. Glory to God. You can't give up. Consistently, amen. Be consistent in prayer, fervent in prayer. You got to get down with it, get down. Don't care who see you. Lobbing and hallelujah, and blowing your nose and you're rolling on the floor saying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Lord, I need you. I need you to answer this prayer, Lord. I need an answer right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I'm believing you, Lord God, and I'm not going to leave your side until you bless me. So just make sure you're in the right place at the right time, not with jealousy, but believing God that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Make sure your heart is right. Get rid of the jealousy. Hallelujah. And make sure that you ain't got no jealousy in there that's stopping you. Hallelujah. Nothing is stopping you from believing, hallelujah, what God is going to do in your life. Hallelujah. You can't be jealous of another man's vision. Hallelujah. Because he won't give you your own. So many times you say, well, I haven't gotten this, Lord. I haven't gotten that. But she didn't say that. She just kept right on praying. She kept right on praying, kept right on worshiping God. Hallelujah. For what he was about to do, although she was crying and going, but Lord, your word says, hallelujah, glory to God. She didn't give up. She continued fervently praying for what she was believing God for. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just know that you know that you know. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you for the word and we seal it, God, oh my God, with your holy word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you that that word went out and it did just what it needed to do, Lord God. It healed the minds of those, Lord God, who didn't think there was nothing else that they could do, Lord. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And it set free those that were captive, Lord God, in their mind, thinking that you couldn't answer their prayers, Lord God. It showed up right here, Lord, that Hannah got her prayers answered as she continued to pray, Lord. And she didn't fall by the wayside, Lord. So, Father God, we just thank you, God, for showing up in your word. We know, Lord, that your word shall abide forever and evermore, Lord God. It shall not return unto you, Lord. It will do that it set out to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, Lord, we know, Lord God, that your word is the only thing that's going to stand the test of time, Lord God. Even the test that people go through, Lord, it's only your word, Lord. When we get put you, you said, put me in remembrance of my word. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, that's why we put you in remembrance of your word, Lord God. Because we know, Lord, your word, Lord God, it shall cut away the flesh. In the name of Jesus, it shall bring the prayer forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the word on today, Lord. Everyone under the sound of my voice, as they heard the word, Lord, that they are believers and believers in your word, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He is so good. Hallelujah. You see Hannah's faith. Hallelujah. She didn't waver. She continued on, even though she had to cry. Hallelujah. She had to cry, and she felt some type of way because her talking about her and picking at her, you know, and that do happen. People do that. They don't realize it, but they do it. But amen, it continued on in the name of Jesus. So we thank God, amen, for the word on today. We thank God, amen, glory to God, that you're going to stay fervent in prayer. Don't give up whatever you're believing in for, because it shall come to pass. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. We serve such an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve an on-time God. We serve a God that's never late, hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know that you know him. You got to know that you know that you know that you can thank him when you're praying. You got to ask God's will. Because sometimes what we want, it ain't God's will. It's our will. Hallelujah. But it may not be his will for you. You got to think when you're praying. Like I said, you got to target some stuff. Hallelujah. And if he says yes, so sometimes, you know, he can say, well, you know, I want you to go over here and this is what I want you to do. He said, Lord, I don't want to do that. But listen, didn't you ask God? You said, Lord, let your will be done. And that's what you said. So remember what you're praying when you ask it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. When you say, let your will be done, and then he tells you to do something that you didn't plan on doing, then just know it's his will. Because you said it, Lord, let your will be done. And he did it. That was his will. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to give the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me Lord God. Mold me, Father. Father, forgive me of all my sins, O God, that I have committed, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, I give my life to you, Lord God. I give my life away to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I repent. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Now I want you to make sure that you inbox me on Facebook. Hallelujah. I have two pages, Martha Williams and Prophetess Martha Williams. And I will tell you the what next. We're only an hour show, so we can't go into all the details. But if you inbox me, and I will help you and tell you that, and tell you the what next. Because he is pleased. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because you gave your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to reiterate, don't forget, hallelujah, the show coming up next, the Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. And you definitely want to stay tuned and hear what the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine. And don't forget, hallelujah, the show on Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Don't forget, Wednesday, 6:30 Central Standard Time. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And don't forget, Prophetic Corner Ministry. Amen. Glory to God with Prophetess Martha Williams on next Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Just don't forget, Ministry Elaine coming up next. I want to reiterate that. So you can make sure you tune in for Ministry Elaine's show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the week and enjoy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be, but keep God first. Amen.